Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to all the listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your host for the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we delve into the important aspects and queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. Our expert will provide answers rooted in the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. And today we are going to discuss a very important topic, which is the topic of the time, I must say. Artificial intelligence. Yes, artificial intelligence has come and everything is at the excess. Everything is at the tip of our fingers. But does that carry some potential risks? Let's discuss that with our guest speaker, Professor Said Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So what are the potential risks and benefits as well of using AI when it comes to children using it?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence, before we talk about its risks, the potentials or the challenges that we face regarding AI, it's important to understand that artificial intelligence is something which has been created by human intelligence.
Right.
And just like any other technological advancement that human beings have been producing over the centuries, they are basically harnessing what Allah Almighty has given us in the natural world.
Right.
So everything which exists in the universe has been created by Allah Almighty, as we as Muslims believe, and our children must also realize this, that we are creations of Allah Almighty, and whatever we create is the creation of Allah Almighty eventually.
Right.
So if we want to develop our children and educate our children according to Islamic teachings and principles, we need to make them realize that any form of advancement in the scientific field, and as a result of that in technology, because as we know, science is the discovery of the natural world.
Right.
And technology is to benefit from it.
Right.
For the advancement or for the benefit of mankind.
Right.
So it is something which Allah Almighty has given us. So in the Tawheedi perspective, we need to put things there. And science and technology, without that Tawheedi perspective, without the morals and ethical principles that Tawheedi perspective provides us,
right,
we cannot think of utilizing and benefiting from any sort of technology, whether it is artificial intelligence or even and technologies before that, like the nuclear technology.
Right.
So if there's the Tawhidi perspective, the ethics and morals going along with that, the nuclear technology can be harnessed for the benefit of mankind.
Right.
Otherwise, it becomes the work of the devil.
Right.
And it can wipe out the whole human race.
Right.
So for every technological advancement we have in this world, it is number one, we should realize that Allah Almighty is the creator Number two, it should be used for the purpose of the betterment of mankind.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you. Let's take a short break, dear listeners. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're going to discuss more about the very important topic, which is artificial intelligence. So, Professor, you said before we delve deep into the potential risks or benefits of AI, let's talk about the AI itself. What is AI? And then you discussed that whatever the intelligence or technology is created today, the monotheistic perspective should be kept in mind, the Tawhidi perspective should be kept in mind. And what is more important is that whatever a human being creates, whatever human intelligence creates, is actually eventually created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's a creation of Allah Almighty, and therefore it should be used according to the principles and the values that are professed and espoused by the monotheistic and Tawhidi perspective of life.
Right.
So that is a general law for every technological advancement that we have in the world. Unfortunately, we make this very dire mistake of trying to differentiate between science and religion. And what is the relationship between science and religion? And there's no relationship in the sense that you cannot compare the two and say, look, religion says this and science says that.
Okay.
There's no conflict. Religion has come to guide us.
You're trying to say that science is something derived from the religion itself.
It's from religion in the strict sense that it is through religion comes to us through the revelation of the holy books,
right?
Through the prophets,
right?
It's based on revelation. In that sense, we cannot claim that science and technology, as we have said before, also in various episodes, the Holy Quran and the knowledge that has been given to us through revelation. In the form of the Holy Book, the Holy Quran, they're not books of science. They're not going to teach us science. But they're going to direct us. They're
right.
going to give us perspective. They're going to give us direction. Science, a scientist should be a believer before he is a scientist. And he is actually a philosopher, a person who uses pure reasoning before the very moment he says that I'm looking for the cause of these events that are taking place.
Right.
He is theorizing that there's something causing them.
Right.
So there's, in his mind, in the back of his mind, there's a philosophical perspective. He says every effect has a cause.
Right.
Where does that come from? It's something through which he has acquired through philosophical and pure reasoning. And then in that reasoning, he can realize that there's only the one cause which has no cause of itself, and that's Allah Almighty.
Right.
So when he starts investigating and researching into science and into the natural world and to understand the natural world, he does it in this understanding that it is the creation of Allah Almighty.
All right.
He cannot say, look, through my scientific research and my technological advancement, I'm going to prove the existence of God.
Right.
If I can't find God under the microscope, then I cannot accept the existence of God.
Right.
We must make our children realize this important fact.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya muqdi al-khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
Ya muqdi al-khayrat.
Welcome back. We are here to delve deeper into the topic of artificial intelligence when it comes to child upbringing. So, Professor, you're saying that when it comes to child upbringing and when they are dealing with the AI, parents need to ensure that they clear this concept of cause-effect. They clear this concept of that artificial intelligence does not come on its own. They're the humans who are the creators of artificial intelligence. We got to be making our children realize that it's something eventually created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not given those brains, that mindset to the human being, they would have never been able to create that intelligence.
Yes, exactly. So when we try to define artificial intelligence, one of the definitions which is used, is it is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, especially computer systems. So it says, who's making this art? Who's doing so? The human mind is creating this, trying to simulate.
Right.
What the human being does. For example, in a very simple form, we had once upon a time we didn't have calculators.
Right.
Human beings used to add up numbers using abacuses or whatever, pen and paper.
Right.
Or they would do it in their minds mentally.
Sometimes fingertips.
Or fingertips. Then
right.
Calculators came along. Then they simulated human being thought process in addition and subtraction and multiplication. And then it became quite complicated and complex.
Right.
But it was made by human beings.
Right.
Now, today, artificial intelligence is going much beyond that. Machines are becoming, they are starting to learn new things.
Right.
But this learning is also due to the system which human beings have created.
Okay.
The algorithms they create for developing the human and the artificial intelligence and the computers and the human and they try to simulate human intelligence. So it's a creation of the human mind. The human mind is much more superior to machines in any case. Yes, for example, when we compare human beings with some animals, when it comes to sense perception, some animals are much faster in some types of sensory perception, much more alert, much more sensitive than human beings. For example, bats can hear in the night sounds, and through sounds they can home on to their target. They're listening. Their auditory power is much more than human beings.
Right.
Or cats can see in the night much more clearly than human beings. So
right.
in the same way, some human processes which can be the human being and the human mind can carry out, machines can simulate that and become faster in doing so.
Okay.
But the program which is given to the machine is given by human beings.
Right. So there could be this confusion arising in the minds of our children, like if AI in my excess is providing me so much and that too so fast, and it could actually create a hindrance in his faith even. But it's really important to discuss more on that topic. It's very important, as you said throughout the session, that first and the foremost concept that we got to be making clear in the children's mind as parents is that this is all created by human beings and eventually by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any queries, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.barstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? for big and small.